Welcome to Sacred Success, the alchemy of spiritual business, where Michelle Barr talks to conscious entrepreneurs and spiritual seekers about creating a better life and a better business now. Building your own business is the most intensive personal and spiritual growth and development course you could ever enroll in. And that's why Michelle does the work she does for you. We're glad you're here with Michelle Barr on the Om Times Radio Network.
Have you here today? We are still in that energy of kicking off the new year, kicking off 2016. So I'm really going to get into today what happens when we're going. We've set our powerful intentions and we know what we want to create, and then something happens. Something happens and we get stuck, stopped in our tracks, paralyzed, frozen. I'm going to talk to you about what we do when we unconsciously sabotage ourselves, because I talk to lots of people. I have clients all the time who all of a sudden just get stopped and stuck. They disappear, they go away, I don't hear from them, they don't show up for their calls. And I'm telling you, this is not where they don't have the money to get started. And even if they're having money issues, these are clients who've already paid me. And then they stop showing up for themselves and they start disappearing. And there's a lot going on. And so this is not about beating yourself up, feeling bad. None of that works. What that does is it just makes things worse. It makes you get into this cycle. It is a big waste of your energy. So I want you to not beat yourself up as I'm talking about this and you see yourself in that. I ended up writing a blog post called Stop Beating Yourself Up Over Inaction. And I'm going to talk to you about that, because that becomes its own toxic cycle, motivating by creating more pain for ourselves. We've got to flip those switches. We start telling ourselves, look what you didn't do, it's not working. And then we start telling bigger stories. And I have to really stop my clients when they start telling those stories. Well, now I've ruined everything. Now it's not working. There's no point in starting again. Look what I've done. I'm wasting time. I'm wasting money. I don't know what I'm doing. And whatever you say is. This happens at all levels. The past 2 years, I have had amazing business success, created last year, if you've been following my story, the life of my dreams. So then I got to a place where I woke up living my dreams. And my coach said to me, when you wake up living your dreams aren't your dreams anymore. It's time to dream a new dream. So even when things are going really well, we can catch ourselves in resistance, in self-sabotage. And I have some stuff that I'm working through right now. There's a saying from one of my mentors, new level, new devil. So this is stuff you want to learn to deal with. You want to learn to address it in your life, because it will show up no matter what level you are at. That's what I want to talk to you about today. I want to re-motivate you, re-inspire you, re-educate and re-inform you. If you are new to my show, I am Michelle Barr. You can find me at michellebarr.com, michellebarr. You can also get there by typing in from calling to cash. .com. And I'm really excited because I'm reworking my website this year. And I always have a theme for the year. And my theme right now is Abundance Revolution. I learned how to create one in my life to really go from surviving to thriving and make it sustainable. So you can type in Abundance Revolution 2016. Connect with me on Facebook. I am a business coach. I am the business coach for right-brained entrepreneurs, for helpers and healers, for intuitives. I am also an intuitive strategist and a mindset mentor. We need both strategies. There are tons of proven strategies out there in the world, and they work. And I know them, and I help my clients with them. And then all the strategies in the world won't work when your mindset doesn't work. So today, I really want to get into this. This is applicable to you, whether you have a business or not. This happens in life. We do these things to ourselves. So that is what we're talking about. And I really want to dive right in and talk about this going from resistance to receptivity. I started first talking about this a few years ago, and it is constantly coming up where we are changing our energy and changing our habits and our behaviors and our patterns so that we are more receptive and less resistance. Resistance happens. I do lots of strategy calls, lots of discovery calls, which are complimentary sessions where I get on the phone and I talk to you about what's going on. I help you have some kind of focused insight, some kind of aha moment. And then I talk to you about exploring how us working together could really help you. And I usually do 10 of those a month. And in December, I really open up, and I did close to 40 of them. I really clear my schedule, and I do this to help people move into the new year from a powerful energetic stance and with a plan, and most importantly, with the support and guidance that they need to create sacred success in their lives for the year. So I've talked to a lot of people in December, and I'm telling you, all kinds of objections around time, money, and resources and relationships. And that's what I hear all the time, and we get into resistance. What I want you to know is when you have a desire, a way has been made. Opportunities are there. They're not always going to be convenient. They're not always going to be comfortable. They're not always going to be logical. They're going to stretch and grow you, or else you would already have them. When a desire is there, a way has been made. That is the first mindset piece to really get, and it's what I hold on to when things are tough for me. So knowing that people call me, they have the desire, I've shown up as an opportunity, and then sometimes before I've even really gotten to dive in with them, they start telling me the time, their money, their spouse, their partner, other people's needs. And I've had to learn over the years, those are stories. Those are stories we're telling ourselves. And I want you to get this too, along with the desire one, which is universal law. Get this, that whatever you say is. Whatever stories you tell yourself becomes the reality. So you can literally change this very quickly. And the more you learn to do that, the more you'll see the results. So these people, and I have proof. I don't need proof because I believe it. But here's one of the things I do. I get on the phone with people and I start talking to them about this. And I've learned not to go into their stories, or then I'm supporting their stories. And I know that money can come through source from anywhere at any moment. And I have now experienced big chunks of money that I needed dropping in my lap, or opportunities to create that money showing up. So I help people get past that story, and let's look deeper. Why are you creating this story? How is this serving you? And then how can I create the money? I learned this a few years ago. I kept bumping up against all these things I saw in the marketplace that I knew would help me grow, and I knew I needed them. And I would always, oh, I don't even have the money, so I'm not even going to look at it. The first time I realized I'm going to go into this, I know this is what I need right now. I need this kind of presence. I need this service. I went in, I sat down, and I said, tell me how much this costs so I can create it. Boom. Totally different mindset. And within less than a week, an opportunity showed up. I created the money. I was able to write a check to pay in full because this was one where I had to pay in full. And I have learned to do that over and over again. These are muscles. This is work. It takes getting past your fears, getting into your faith. If you've been following me for any amount of time, you know that I get on a soapbox. I have not been without coaches, teachers, and mentors since 2009. And guess what? That's when I turned my expensive hobby into a profitable business, then a profitable, thriving business, then a full-time, online, global, profitable, thriving business. And it was because of this help and support. If you don't have that yet, when are you going to get that this year? When are you going to stop putting it off, get out of your stories, and get the help? The payoff is tremendous. That's why I keep doing it, even when I bump up against my resistance. So today I'm going to help you do some shifting, just like those universal laws. I want you to grab these, and if they trigger you, great, pay attention. I'm going to help start shifting you from resistance to receptivity. I'm going to talk about you and energy drains and things you're doing to yourself and self-sabotage, and I'm going to help you reset that energy, and then I'm going to encourage you to set yourself up for sacred success this year. So stay with me. We're going to do all of that in just a minute.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicers, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Come heal yourself. What is healing? Healing is nothing but connecting with your all-knowing higher self that already has solutions to all your problems and is always there to guide you. Through this show, we help you to connect with that you are and tap into that innate potential you have to transform your life and fly high. Please join me, your host Monica Goyal, every Sunday, 7 p.m. Pacific. Namaste.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hello, welcome back. This is Michelle Barr. So let's jump right in. Going from resistance to receptivity in 2016, right now, this year, I am your business coach, mindset mentor, intuitive strategist. So just open up today, grab some nuggets, grab some things that you are at least willing to consider and see where you can make some shifts. If you show up in my world, you are a possibility seeker. You know what you want to some degree, even if it's not clearly defined yet, because it's a desire within you. It's a calling. Even if you are just starting to step into it, just starting to open the door and take a peek at the possibilities for your life that are beginning to call out to you. You may not know what you want yet, but you know you want something, something more, something different. You hear that call. You consider the possibility of stepping into your greatness. You begin to embrace your true purpose. And as soon as you really do that, it seems that you encounter obstacles and crisis. They feel like they are getting in your way and blocking your path. Does any of this sound familiar? I saw this a lot this year. And at the time when I was there to support and guide people through it the most, they really let it get in their head and they started falling apart. What if I told you, like I tell my clients, they really are a beautiful sign that you are exactly where you are meant to be, doing exactly what you are meant to be doing? What if I told you they are signaling to you, you've got it. You're so close. Keep going. When we don't know this, we get stuck. We come into contact with our big dream, start setting intentions and goals for ourselves, and begin to strive for the good things like freedom, prosperity, abundance, health, wealth, and success. And ultimately, living an authentic life. We begin to invest the commitment and effort. And then we come to a screeching halt in the face of what shows up first. We lose momentum, wonder if it's worth it, and fall back into what is comfortable and safe, even if it's no longer serving us. Notice, though, that I said what comes first. I remind my clients of this all the time. It does come first, the stuff. But it's a necessary and integral part of the process. And once you understand it, you can use it to create magnificent results. As soon as it happens, all you want to do is get unstuck, recover your momentum, and move powerfully into your greatest vision for your life, right? I've been there, a possibility seeker with dreams and desires growing stronger within me, calling me to step out into my greatness and embrace and live my purpose. And you know, if you've shown up in my world, that calling doesn't go away, and ignoring it has consequences that are painful. I sought out teachers and mentors. I trained in many healing modalities. I developed my intuition. I turned my life into an experiment with the law of attraction. I studied the business practices of successful spiritual entrepreneurs. There's a lot of talk out there, an information overload. So who is really putting it into action and getting results? Who is really the best one to help you? One thing you want to do as you're putting this into place, as you're learning the strategies, is get that support and guidance with that mindset piece. As you start exploring all this, explore the mastery of your two greatest and most powerful tools. Above all else, they have served me the best, your energy and your intuition, and being able to use them in your day-to-day life in a focused and purposeful and in a meaningful and conscious way. And you will transform your life in the same way when I talked about marketing and mindset. You can have the greatest mindset. You can get yourself right in that energetic space where you can conquer all, where you know your worth. You can get there even for a moment. And then you need to understand marketing. And you need to have the proven strategies. They're out there. Pick someone you resonate. Set yourself up for this kind of support and guidance. It's invaluable. And then it's a matter of how much do you want this? How much do you want what you're saying that you want? And what are you willing to do to get it? And how long have you been living without having it? When you work with your energy and intuition, you can create shift that moves you out of struggle, out of spinning your wheels, out of falling back into patterns that no longer serve you. You learn to put energy into action, and then you can get results. So in those moments of resistance, when you're bumping up against that, all the strategy in the world is not going to do it. You're wanting to learn both of these. When you're manifesting, the things that you have the highest desire and the highest resistance are the biggest payoff. And yet it's walking through your personal fire to get there. You have a unique combination that creates the unique contribution that you're going to take out into the world. When the resistance shows up, I had a coach that called it the dissonance. I call it your stuff. If you struggle with it, you place yourself energetically into a victim role. Things happen to me. Things get in my way. They are difficult to overcome. I am trying so hard. I have no control. I guess I'm not meant to do this. I can talk about this because I have run every one of those programs. I have told every one of those stories, and they all got me nowhere. When you learn to use this feedback from the universe and take responsibility for everything that shows up, yes, all of it, suddenly you have tools to work with. Suddenly you are in control of your own life. Now you energetically step into the role of creator. Now you can consciously create. It shows up first, the stuff, so that you can get really clear on what is ready to be consciously dealt with, to be healed or cleared or embraced. It tells you exactly what no longer serves you and shows you what you need to let go of right here, right now, to step into the intentions you have for yourself, to be, do, and have what you're telling the universe you want. What do you truly want? What do you desire? Follow that. Where a desire exists, a way has already been made. When we begin to dream big dreams, to set intentions and goals for ourselves, when we begin to strive for prosperity, abundance, health, wealth, and success, everything that is not in alignment with that rises up to be healed or transformed. We must heal so that we can soar. Don't let this part of the process get you stuck in inaction. That causes all kinds of dissatisfaction and unhappiness and eventually turns to anger at yourself or negative self-talk. Give up or beating yourself up. And I'm going to talk more about that in a minute. There are real consequences to that. When you understand them, you will not want to do that anymore. Use this part of the process of manifesting to get unstuck. Recover your momentum and to move powerfully into your greatest vision for your life. Then suddenly your path becomes clearer, your journey easier and more effortless, and most importantly, fulfilling and joyful. Could there really be a way to experience relief and freedom in your own life that truly works? I say yes, definitely. This principle, when considered and integrated into your life, can create a paradigm shift for you that will begin to shift your energy, and therefore it will shift your life. When I'm talking about these things, I'm talking about changing paradigms, changing whole belief systems. And once you're able to do that, it shifts everything. And at first, it's things you're learning to do. But then it becomes a way of living and a way of being. It's something you can learn to master. You want to work with these things. You want to work with the universal laws. A great place to start is you can go to 9universalguidingprinciples.com, 9 as the number or 9 spelled out, 9universalguidingprinciples.com. And there you can download a poster that I made for you that has on it the 9 universal guiding principles that I have identified that I have used to create sacred success in my life and sacred business success. And that's free to you at 9universalguidingprinciples.com. So you can go over there and get that and start working with these principles. Start working with the principles that I'm introducing to you today. If they trigger you, there's something there. There is tools there for your transformation. And I will be right back. Stay with me. Talk to you in a minute.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Eros Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
What if business could be fun? What if business is the adventure of living? What are you choosing? Where do you do business that makes it easier, more fun, or more joyful for you? We'd love to see where you do business. Connect with us on Instagram at Joy of Business or Twitter at Joy of Business and share your pictures with hashtags Business Done Where and Joy of Business. Let's change the world with business.
Have you been searching for a perspective beyond the mainstream? Check it out. Join your hosts, Yelito Pascual and Diana Gold-Holland, on Share International Radio for thought-provoking views behind the news, Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, on OM Times Radio. You can also find us at shareontheairradio.org. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on OM Times Radio.
Hello, this is Michelle Barr with Sacred Business Success on OM Times Radio Network. acceptance into receptivity today, giving you some things to think about, some shifts that you can make if you are ready to do that. I was talking to you at the beginning of the show about when you really then you hear what I'm saying, or you recognize, oh my gosh, now January's almost over and I didn't do this and I haven't started this and I hadn't done this. But when you get into that place where you start beating yourself up, second guessing and doubting yourself, you waste precious energy. You waste time too, but really precious energy. And then you start telling a story that has to play itself out and it doesn't support you. In my work, I really help people learn to shift to living their extraordinary instead of their wounding. And when I'm talking about your stuff coming up, it's all coming out of your wounding. This is a powerful paradigm shift, another paradigm shift here. 2016 can be the year that you shift some paradigms so new things start really showing up in your life. So a powerful paradigm shift of living your extraordinary instead of your wounding. There's a story I love and I want to share it with you now because it's a beautiful illustration of this work, living your extraordinary instead of your wounding. For those of you who don't know, my background is in mental health. I've been a helper and healer in a variety of ways my whole life. So even now that I come into really business coaching and mindset coaching, I bring all of that. So I'm very familiar with people's wounding and their deep wounding, and I can go with my clients into those spaces. And then instead of when I was doing therapy, now I can really help more to shift to help you live your extraordinary, whatever that is. A grandson told of his anger at a schoolmate who had done him an injustice. Grandfather said, "Let me tell you a story. I too have felt a great hate for those that have taken so much with no sorrow for what they do. But hate wears you down and it does not hurt your enemy. It is like taking poison and wishing your enemy would die. Struggled with these feelings many times. It is as if there are two wolves inside me. One is good and does no harm. He lives in harmony with all around him and does not take offense when no offense is intended. He will only fight when it is right to do so and in the right way. But the other wolf is full of anger. The littlest thing will set him into a fit of temper. He fights with everyone all the time for no reason. He cannot think because his anger and hate are so great. It is hard to live with these two wolves inside me, for both of them try to dominate my spirit." The boy looked intently into his grandfather's eyes and asked, "Which one wins, grandfather?" The grandfather solemnly replied, "The one I feed." Think about that. Really let it land, because this also applies to those stories. Some people, when they get on the phone with me, now, mind you, they have asked to get on the phone with me. They have called me. I'm a coach. They're exploring working with me and they want me to help them get through some of their stuff. And that's part of what I do. Some of them are so addicted to and so enmeshed in their story. Their story has so much power. When they're telling me, I can feel the power of their stories of why they can't and what victims they are, why no one understands, is stronger than their desire. But then that calling and that desire to be living their soul purpose and to have a life of abundance, it is there. Which one are you feeding? Our ego is fed easily every day. It is triggered by our wounds, and when we act from those wounds, it does not serve us well. Our spirit wants to be fed too. We often do this most when we have extra time or extra money or when things get really tough for us. How wonderful is it when we can feed our spirit on a regular basis? It grows stronger and stronger. You have to exercise your spiritual muscles too. I'm a busy person with a full life. I'm a mother and a wife, a volunteer in my community, and a businesswoman. And in the past 2 years, my business has grown huge. It's a priority. Sometimes I overcommit. Sometimes I run myself too much. Sometimes my priorities get out of whack. Unexpected things have a way of dropping into my lap. At the same time, my spirituality is very important to me. I've lived at times with that part of my life shut down or put on hold while I went about the business of everyday life until I realized that was not good for me. I've gone off on extended spiritual quests where I put my physical life and my physical world in the background. And what happens? People and things start acting out, calling for my attention. My children act out. My pets get sick or misbehave. Bills aren't getting paid on time. Things around my house start breaking or malfunctioning. Do you know what I mean? I have worked for many years now with people who are stuck in inaction. This causes all kinds of dissatisfaction and unhappiness and eventually turns to anger at yourself or negative self-talk or feelings of wanting to just give up or beating yourself up. People try to make changes for short periods of time. Then they get uncomfortable. And they retreat back into what is familiar and known, even if it isn't good for them. The ego grows stronger and the spirit is weak. Do you know that feeling? The ego is just doing its job. Some people really try to make the ego a bad guy or a bad thing. I've seen a lot of spiritual communities shaming each other. About, oh, too much ego, or that's just your ego. The ego serves a purpose. You are a unique combination that has brought a unique contribution to Earth now. You're here now. You need a certain amount of ego to create money, to be an individual. The ego is just doing its job, working only with what it knows from past experience. And its job is to keep you safe and comfortable. That is why it is so important to feed the spirit. My passion grew in more recent years, not just to work with people who are stuck, but to work with people who have a big vision, people who know they are meant to be doing something, people who want to create a life they love. People who desire to do work they love and come from a heart-centered place. People who desire to live a physical life that is spiritually rich. If only they could get unstuck. We get stuck in that place of limiting beliefs, toxic emotions, toxic relationships and environments, unhealthy patterns. And negative self-talk. In other words, our stuff comes up. And we need to heal that stuff so we can soar. That stuff is showing you. The universe is answering. Ask and it is given. What you have asked for is on its way. Now let's show you what needs to be cleared, healed, or resolved for you to receive it. Once I began teaching and speaking to groups about these principles, I got asked the same question over and over again. What do I do when my stuff comes up? Great question. I have several things I do when my stuff comes up. I have been filling my spiritual toolbox, and I dig in and start using my energetic processes, tools, and techniques to create a shift in my energy, which will create movement for me. Anytime you can get into movement, things will change. When you're stuck, you change, and that will create everything will have to change. Everything in your environment is energetically a match to you in that moment. These processes and tools and techniques, they also help me feel and interpret my energy in my environment and manage my energy. When you are going down that black hole or are stuck in that dark tunnel, that is not the time to try surfing the internet or asking around trying to find help. You want to be building and filling your spiritual toolbox and using these processes, tools, and techniques on a regular basis. So you're stronger, and so they are there to support you when you need them most. The more you use them, the easier it gets, and the more you are able to live in the flow. Now you can really start getting a glimpse of your extraordinary. Now you can really start accessing your extraordinary and living your extraordinary. Of course, I do have my own trusted spiritual advisors, healers, people I know are there for me. And I have learned when it is time to go to them to help me physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually. But because I'm doing my own work, I can go with more clarity and focus, know what I need and want, and really benefit from the work they do with me. I now have tools I can use to make this work even more powerful. Working on my own after my work with them is complete. If this interests you, this being stuck, being in inaction, this mindset piece, this taking inspired action and learning to do that, I want to share with you that out of that body of work that I've been working on the past few years, I have written a book, The Entrepreneur's Guide to Taking Action. And you can go to The Entrepreneur's Guide to Taking Action and read more about this book and get some help with the mindset work. I will be right back. Stay with me.
The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Have you been searching for a perspective beyond the mainstream? Check it out. Join your hosts, Yelita Pascual and Diana Gold Holland, on Share International Radio for thought-provoking views behind the news. Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio. You can also find us at shareontheairradio.org. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Live with me, Medium Lisa Phoenix, Mediumship Messages and Musings, explores mediumship and all things metaphysical. Lisa Phoenix invites you to reach above and beyond your everyday experiences to explore new dimensions in the spirit world. She will do live readings to connect callers to their loved ones in spirit, shares engaging stories and teachings from her own personal experience, and will have intriguing conversations with other mediums, spiritual teachers, and healers to help you understand the metaphysical world so you can connect to these forces in your day-to-day life. Join your host on this magical and metaphysical journey into the world of spirit every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hello, welcome back. This is Michelle Barr, your Sacred Business Success Coach on OM Times Radio Network. I really want you to get this today of things you can be doing for yourself to set an energetic space that will help you create sacred business success and sacred success in your life, whatever you're wanting to create. It's the place you set where then the synchronicities start happening, where things start coming together, where you're in a place where you can attract the resources and the help and the inspirations, and then learn to take action on those inspirations. I see people all the time as a mentor and coach and as an intuitive and healer, and people often come to me when they're in crisis. In the middle of a crisis, it's much more difficult to get things shifting and moving for the better. When the person does not have access to any tools or an understanding of working with their energy and intuition. These are first steps that you can take no matter what it is you're going to go on to create. Early on, I studied energy healing, and there was a time when I had a full-time energy healing business. What the energy healing helped me with even more was every modality you study gives you protocols and tools and techniques that you can then put into your spiritual toolbox and you can use them again and again. It also helps you understand how energy works and how you can learn to read, move, and manage energy. And this has been so instrumental and invaluable in my business and in my life, whether I'm actually practicing energy healing on other people or not. I can see the difference, and the first thing I do once I've gotten people into a more stable feeling place when they're in crisis is I begin to lead them through and teach them some processes, tools, and techniques they can use. And then I give them homework they can leave with. And my hope is they will then go home and begin filling their spiritual toolbox and better developing their spiritual practice. This can be very simple for people who are right away going to say, I don't have the time, and that's the first thing to go. So steps for self-care and success are going to be, you're going to change that around, but in the beginning, you're not going to change it instantly. So you will have a book on a shelf right now, a product you've bought, a CD, or you can go online on YouTube or anywhere. You have some kind of resource or can get your hands on a resource that has one tool that you're willing to try. I often tell my clients, before you go buy the next thing, before you're looking or you think you can't do it, pick one tool and use it every day for 30 days and watch what happens. You can start living your extraordinary instead of your wounding. You can start responding to life in a conscious way rather than reacting and become a conscious creator, creating a life you love, living a life by design rather than by default. And that is my path. That is my journey. And I can tell you from the other side, it's a completely different life and the blessings are amazing. That's why I'm so committed to this, and that's why I'm so committed to supporting you in this. When we have a big vision for our life, we have high desire, and so often we encounter high resistance. We find ourselves doing what we've always done, not taking new action, stuck on replay. Do you feel that you're living a life that is dictated more by where you've been, toxic emotions, your stories, and negative self-talk? What this does, it results in creating a lot of what you don't want, along with feelings of anger, frustration, hopelessness, and powerlessness. Once you start to spin, you find yourself doing the same things over and over again. Then you have a lot invested in staying there, and sometimes you don't know how to get out. I talk about taking honest inventory. You have to get honest with yourself. Why are you allowing yourself to stay there? Excuse me. Wouldn't you love to stop beating yourself up over inaction? You can when you learn to shift your energy and shift your life. I'm going to talk to you for a minute about expansion versus constriction, because that's what it is. Can you see when you're saying, I have this desire, I want to go out and take myself and my message and my work into the world. I want to help people. I want to heal. I want to speak. I want to teach. I want to write. I want to coach. Whatever that is. And then at the same time, you are beating yourself up. You're telling another story about yourself, and you're putting that energy into the mix. It's constricting the same way you fold in on yourself and you ask questions. Why isn't this working? Why doesn't this ever work? Why can't this work for me? What am I going to do? Versus taking a deep breath. If you do nothing else after listening to this show, catch yourself when you are constricting and folding in on yourself. And doing that, it works against everything you're wanting to create. And when you learn to manage your energy, be in touch with your intuition, and unfold and expand your energy so that it reaches out to meet and connect with what you want most. That's why it's so important to learn to stop living your wounding, because when you shut off to that, you shut off everything. You're either open or you're closed, and then nothing gets in, not even the good stuff that you want. You want to breathe. You want to open, expand. Your head goes up. You're looking out. Your shoulders go back. Your throat opens. Your chest and your heart open. You're breathing deeper. You have a powerful stance. If you're familiar with the mountain pose in yoga, a powerful stance, firmly planted and connected to source, grounded and connected. The heaven on earth is that you're pulling that down into this life. You're not escaping this life for some spiritual bliss while your life falls apart and is dissatisfying and unhappy and unfulfilling, and you're not living your purpose. And that's what I see a lot, too much. With very gifted people who are here for a reason. And so you open and you say, how can I create what I want? Just like I asked that question that day. I need this. Tell me how much it is so I can create it. And I didn't tell a story. I don't have the money. I can't pay that. I can't afford that. That's too expensive. And then make a victim. Well, how could anybody afford that? How am I ever going to do this? I said, I need this. I'm doing it. And the universe responds to true need. And the universe opened the opportunity and I took it. I saw it and I stepped in. If you have a desire and you're asking, the answers are there. The opportunities are there. You may have shown up on this radio show today. People show up all the time and they don't know how they found me. But I am an opportunity and I am an answer. And then you get to choose choice point in every moment. You get to decide if you're going to take inspired action or not. catch yourself in this resistance and know the resistance is the way out. And if you say, not now, I'm not going to deal with that right now, it will be waiting for you, the same wall, when you turn around and move forward again. And once you go through it, that particular wall will never be there again. You'll recognize your stuff and you'll learn to see it before you're in it and say, nope, that's my stuff and I don't do that anymore. I'm not going there anymore. And that is true freedom. That is spiritual freedom. That is financial freedom. That is personal freedom. All of those are important to me. All of those are what I have created. I want you to connect with me. I am on Facebook and social media every day, inspiring, motivating, educating, and informing. Come talk to me. Let's start a dialogue. Tell me what's going on. You can find me on Facebook at Michelle B. Barr. So facebook.com/MichelleBBarr and also /MichelleBarrUnlimited. You can come to my website, michellebarr.com, or from callingtocash.com, and go and get that 9 Universal Guiding Principles. I've got free resources for you all over the place. So connect with me. You know that Om Times Radio Network provides you with archived recordings of all the shows I've done. And I have been doing shows here for a year now. So there's a year's worth of shows. Listen to them. Start building your own personal success library. And if you are ready to get the support and guidance you need this year, reach out to me. Hit the contact button on my website and connect, and let's have a conversation. You have a great day, have a great week, and I will talk to you again soon. I'm waiting to hear from you.